All right. I'm just speaking with Cora Ledé in the studio and James Brown.
And
by the way, James Brown is in the studio, and but he can't stay away from this area. He's all the way from Houston, Texas. And James, get to the mic over there. Like you say, get to the mic.
I'm to the mic, but I'll take the James Brown.
James Brown.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing just fine.
And what brings you over here, man?
You forgot you invited me. I was here a couple of weeks ago. You invited me.
I didn't mean that.
Well, I'm here. It's too late.
I was just being kind.
You being kind? Well, I took the kindness, and I'm the weak one, so I showed up.
Well, you and my son should have driven together. You know, he's on his way as we speak.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I get to meet him again, and we got another friend of ours behind me, Thomas Henry. He's on his way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's coming. He's coming down to the big fundraiser tomorrow. Big activity.
Right. You invited me, so I invited him.
Oh, so you got an extension?
Yeah.
So you're using that privilege of invite to invite a friend.
It's kind
of
like each one teach one. So we'll just.
But we always had the saying too. Of course, if you need to invite someone, if you want to have a grand activity, you know someone that I don't know.
Right.
And so you need to invite. And that person you just invited knows someone that you don't know. And they can invite that person.
Yeah, half of Houston may be coming. Who you driving the bus tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm driving the bus. I'm driving a caravan. We're going to have a caravan. We're going to try to have a caravan going to Whiskey River tomorrow for the big fundraiser for the Grammy nominee. And I've been telling a whole lot of folks, and we just need to get together someplace. We should have organized this and said we're going to get together at Northgate Mall and just travel together on I-10 and go all the way to the cutoff where we need to get to Whiskey River and just have a caravan and show the support for our Grammy nominee. And so that's tomorrow afternoon now at 4 p.m. until, that's what Corey said. We'll start on time, but we may go overtime.
What's overtime? Till the next day?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to go anywhere, so I'll be here.
That's right. You're off Monday.
Yeah, I'm off Monday. I'm off the rest of the week.
Because it's going to be a wonderful day Monday, by the way. It's a celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday and also the inauguration of our president, President Obama, in the second term. And they have all things planned. I'm glued to the television for Monday because I want to be a part of that grand celebration. And it's an honor to be able to have him as our president of the United States.
And it's also an honor for all of us, including myself, to live to be able to have witnessed this.
Truly. That's no doubt about that. And also, we have to remember that Dr. Martin Luther King blazed the trail for many of us to enjoy the freedom in which we are now enjoying. And we need to appreciate all these youngsters today need to listen to that and listen to the stories of Dr. King and why he sacrificed his life for what we are now enjoying, the freedom of being able to do what we want, the jobs that we have, the employment. Equal employment, equal facilities throughout the world, in Louisiana and the state and the United States, when people were denied the opportunities that were granted by the founding fathers, when people talk about the founding fathers who wrote the Constitution, who say that people were always created equal in all the rights in the United States, sometimes they were denied. And now that we are able to enjoy this, please remember, there are some people who led and sacrificed their lives, lost their lives, and were beaten, humiliated, kicked, and maimed, and all of that. And just to deny them the rights in which they need to. And they were part of the United States when soldiers went to war. I remember coming home for a visit, and I stepped on the bus in Columbus, Georgia. And I sat on the bus in the front seat. That was in 1959. And the bus driver walked up on the bus, and he said, he looked at me, had a double take, and I had my uniform on. And he said to me that you can't sit right here in the front. We have seats reserved for you in the back. And my answer was to him is that I don't remember ever reserving a seat on this bus, but I feel very comfortable in this seat right here. And I think that I will travel with you if it's all right with you. to sit right here in this seat. And I traveled in that front seat all the way to New Orleans, and where I had to change bus then and to come home for a 15-day visit with my family. But it just goes to show you that in 1959, things were not all right, even though if you had a uniform on and you were going out to defend this country and you were willing to sacrifice your life for this country, but yet they did not want to treat you as an equal person in this country. But today and tomorrow, Monday, we'll be celebrating another history, a milestone in the history of these United States. Anyway, let's play some music, by the way. And we're going to play something by Chris Ardwin.
Allons-y, Kwesi Chef. I'm gonna take you old time with a new school flavor. Dulce! Attention, Chef. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm gonna take you way back. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Zadikono.
Night, I went to the Zydeco. You know, I had a bone talk. I didn't want to come home. Now, when I got back, Cartan was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, Cartan. You know, you're hurting me. Don't hit me, Cartan. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel sad. That's what. Do it, y'all. Hey.
Old time. Hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run, wanna have some fun. I met this girl, she was in the club. She looking so good, I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest, I thought she was feeling it too. She said, I'm ducking my head, 'cause Cartan passing some licks at you. Say, don't you hit me, Cartan, you know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartan, I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartan, you know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartan, you know you make me feel sad. It's what here, Cartan. Be Horace. New job. Old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm going to take it way back. Hey, to her. Old time. Do it, y'all. Old time. Yeah, man. Do it. Take it way back. What a new school for you.
You just heard something by Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers talking about the little Don't Hit Me Cartan. Maybe you deserved it. Maybe you didn't. Hey. But anyway, that went out to all of those Cartans and all of those of you that Jerry Douglas. Also, good morning to you. Hope that you're doing well. All those of you and Mr. Twilly. Also, I know you love this song. And also, that was sent out to my wife. My wife likes that, too. She likes it. Don't Hit Me, Cartan. Coming up is a song that was requested, and I'm interrupting my program and some of this because we played something about earlier for Miss Leah, who is being funeralized today, who had celebrated her 87th birthday. And we just want to send this out for all those of you who have lost a loved one, and you know that we all have. We all been through all of this, and we all have to go in that same direction that we're just talking about a person that left us in this world. And if we didn't take some time out to actually speak with them and show them how you love them and show how much you loved them and how much you appreciate them. And sometimes after you look at them and they lay down and they can't hear you, they can't see you, and you're trying to tell them that, it's too late. Why don't you tell them when they can listen to you, when they can hear you? Show that to them. Hold their hand. Go smile with them. Bring them something. Or even just sit with them for a little while and hug them. Kiss them on the cheek. Just show them that you love them. And because this lady here, my friend from New Iberia, called in and wanted to play something because they will miss her. Because she loved Zydeco music, she will listen to this program every Saturday morning. And she loved Zydeco music. Well, the circle is being broken. But you got to hold on to that link again, because you'll get a chance to join her sometimes. I'm sure, if we do believe. Going out for you, Miss Leah, in your memory. As people did love you and they still do love you.
By my window on a cold and cloudy day, when I saw birds will roll, they were taking my best friend away. Undertaker, undertaker, won't you please drive real slow? That's my best friend that you're carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by?
Everybody.
Will the circle be on?
That went out also for in memory of Angie Guillory, who is just celebrating his 87th birthday this coming Monday. And that went out for them as well. And all those of you who had a loved one who has passed away. And we just want to make sure that we all remember those people out there that have passed away. But, like I said, we all got to go in that direction. So, sooner or later, we are heading that. Corey, get to the mic.
And, all right.
Tell the folks again what is going to be taking place tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we're giving a Grammy fundraiser. It's going to be at Whiskey River Landing in Henderson, Louisiana. It's going to start about 4 o'clock, and it's going to go probably till 8:45, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10:30, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to stop at 8, but we're going to see.
We'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah, we might have to extend it a little bit, but we'll see.
Well, we'll just borrow some time from somebody else.
Yeah.
So we're looking at bands that are going to be coming in.
We'll be playing for a little bit, and then also Leroy Thomas is coming in. Hmm. He'll be playing. Lil Wayne, same old two-step, they'll be coming in.
Lil Wayne.
Chubby Carrier, He'll be coming in. Also, Lil Buck Senegal. He got to be there.
Yes.
And also, who we had?
And while you're thinking about Lil Buck, right now that I got to inform you that he's not having his Cowboys 2 today.
Oh, he's not having
it? No, he's not having it today, but he said that next Saturday, which is the 26th, he will have a full blast appreciation Cowboys 2.
At his house?
Yeah, at his house.
Okay.
And he's going to barbecue some ribs, too, he said, along with that.
Okay.
And and he'll have all the refreshments that you need. You don't have to bring anything. He said it's just an appreciation for coming out this past Saturday like you all did, because he just want to thank all the people who came out and support his big birthday party over at Blue Moon this past Saturday.
It was a great turnout.
We had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. So he said, Cowboys 2, ribs. And all the refreshments.
He said something about potato salad, huh?
Potato salad, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said that Big Mark is going to make the potato salad.
Okay.
And and Monette said he got a special sauce for the barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's got all of that. And so I'll let you know this coming Saturday just what time this is all going to take place. But I would probably guess it will probably be around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I will sure be there.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I'll be there too. I'll be there, and we'll have some live music. We'll have Lil Buck. We'll have Warren Prejean. We'll have Major Handy. We'll have all of that over there playing over there this coming Saturday night. And I think that we're gonna do it if we can do it. Okay, we're gonna play something by Lil Buck. I mean Buckwheat Zydeco, right. And we're gonna play something he on his CD called Jackpot. And we're going to, it's title number 3, actually. It's Rock Boogie Shout.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he's doing all right, I suppose, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Here we go. We got about 5 minutes left in this segment right here. We're going to do it right now. Here we go. Ow!
Do you want a boogie too? Rock, boogie. to boogie too. Rock, boogie, shop.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Luisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
We're gonna play and have a
Leroy Thomas says he's going to be at Whiskey River tomorrow at 5:30, so just be ready. He's heading out there to Autoplex. He's playing out there at 2 p.m. in Sulphur, Louisiana this afternoon. He just called in, and so if you want to head on out there at 2 p.m. this afternoon in Sulphur, he'll be playing over there at Autoplex. So just go on out there and enjoy yourself. All right. Now, Corey, you got him all scheduled, right?
Oh, yeah. We got everybody lined up.
Lined up. So who's coming on first?
No,
he said he had it all lined up. Now, James, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
He said he had them all lined up, and I asked him, who's coming on first? As Judge Judah says, is not an answer.
That's about the third time he's done that since he's been here with you. Is that like a duh?
You remember them old cars? Well, James remember that. you would strip the flywheel, and with the starter wouldn't catch on the flywheel, and you would just and yep. Sometimes you had to shake the car, kind of push it back and forth until you get it into gear, and then you could turn it. That's what it was. You see, that's what you sound like, Corey. Oh,
all right, well.
So, you see, when you come on the radio with me, I can always relate to a story.
Yeah, yeah.
To your action, your behavior. Mm-hmm. I have all of that. Now, who's first?
I guess we're going to kick it off.
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right. I'm just giving you time to think about it.
Yeah.
All right, so Corey's going to start off, and then he'll come back again.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll close it out, I'm sure, so and give it to those of you who might just be running a little late, but Corey's going to kick it off. We're going to play something by Keith Frank. Now, Keith Frank is playing this one here in memory of Buzu Chavis. And this cut right here is number more to do special, you know, mm-hmm. because Buzu made this one here famous. And so, but tomorrow, don't forget tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Whiskey River. That's what we're going to do. Okay, here we go. More to do by Keith Frank.
Come on, say bonsoir.
All right, now, that was Keith Frank and in dedication for to Buzu Chavez. That's what it was on the CD that they produced called Buzu Chavez Best of His Sounds. And now this one here coming up, number two on your CD, and Nothing But the Best, which is the CD that had been nominated for a Grammy, featuring Rockin' Dopesy, Dwayne Dopesy, Andre Theory, along with, who else did you have on this thing too?
Lil Buck. Also, Cedrell. Aquaeus Benoit.
Okay. We got that. Now, this and this cut is titled Another Party Day. Another Pretty Day.
Yeah, because that's what we're going to have tomorrow.
Another Pretty Day. Boy, I need some new glasses. Another Pretty Day.
That's what we're going to have tomorrow.
Another Pretty Day. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have that tomorrow at Whiskey River. So don't forget, join us there tomorrow.
Don't forget, Curly Taylor be there, Lil Wayne, Chubby, Lil Buck, Leroy Thomas, and myself all will be out there at Whiskey River. Show starts at 4 o'clock. It might stop at 8. It might stop at 10. We'll just keep on going. Yeah.
We'll just keep on going.
I'd like to invite everybody out. Also, any other musicians, if you're off and you're around, come hang out with us, come jam with us, and have a good time.
I'll be there. I'll be playing my accordion tomorrow.
All right.
You're going to bring my special accordion, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it.
Okay, good. So I'll be playing my accordion tomorrow. John Jr., if you're on the highway, just be careful out there, son, and just keep your eye on the road. I know you're trying to get home. You're anxious to get to Lafayette, and just keep your eye on the road. Keisha, good morning to you. Hope that everything is going well, you and your family and your little chickadees over there in Houston, Texas. If you're listening, good morning to you. We'll see you soon. All right, 4:03 past 11 o'clock. This is the final segment of Zydeco Sans Passale. Coming up, Corey, Another Pretty Day. We'll be right back. Lil Buck just called a while ago, and he said he had to cancel that Cowboys too this coming Saturday because he'll be out of town. But nevertheless, we'll check. We'll keep checking to make sure. Go ahead.
I'm sure he's going to reschedule.
Yeah, it's going to be rescheduled. But we're just going to make sure. What happened is that he's playing. He's supposed to be playing with a band that is really iffy. So they may not even go. So, but we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. When we come on Saturday, we'll let you know whether or not it's coming on. But anyway, Lil Buck, happy birthday to you. That blues is killing me. Thank you for being my friend, Lil Buck, and allowing me to just make some jokes about you. You're a very good sport.
Down, real slow.
Bill Buck, the blues is killing me, and it's a very serious, very serious selection right here. Again tomorrow, Whiskey River, Grammy Award, I'm Grammy nominee, right?
Fundraiser.
Fundraiser tomorrow over at Whiskey River for Corey Little Poplar Day. And we promise to be good entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
So don't miss it, ladies and gentlemen. Come on out there and enjoy. Yours truly will be there for a little short time. Anyway, to enjoy the music and the sounds of those musicians that's going to be there. Corey, I'll see you there. You got some final words you want to say before I get this one on?
I just want to thank you for everything that you do and no everything problem. Like that, and hope to see everybody out there tomorrow, and just let's make it a good day.
Well, have a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, again, don't forget to join us this coming Saturday. We'll be here from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And just thank all of you that tuned in at 8 o'clock this morning and stayed with us until this time. This is KRVS. That's 88.7 FM. And it's Listeners Radio. Stay tuned for Herman coming on right after this at noon for Zydeco Stomp. Y'all have a good weekend and a safe one as well. Please do not text while you're driving. I also want to congratulate Mr. and Mrs. Norbert, who will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. We're celebrating it now, by the way. And we'll see you tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Norbert. Congratulations to both of you for lasting so long. And here we go with Clifton Chenier. I'm a farmer. I remember that.
Set coton Y'a fait les mots Et fouillette patate Y'a fait les mots Et coupette des cons Oh Y'a tout que chose comme ça Yeah, don't.